This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Southwest Airlines says it will cancel about two-thirds of its domestic flights through the rest of the week. That includes hundreds at Denver International Airport. The airline says it's working to recover from a problem with its crew and flight scheduling systems. Meanwhile, many passengers are trying to get refunds or recover lost luggage. Rocky Ford resident Michelle Gardner spent most of today in a lost baggage line.
It sucks, but I'm not the only person. If you could see this line, I am not the only person dealing with this. There's hundreds of thousands of people dealing with this right now.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says it is investigating the company's handling of the cancellations and delays. A fight over anonymous spending on Colorado's ballot initiatives could finally come to an end next year. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Way back in 2020, the conservative group Unite for Colorado spent $4 million on ballot measures. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office said that spending was a major purpose of the group, meaning it should have to disclose its donors. Her office fined the group $40,000. Now, the ensuing court battle over the fine is finally nearing an end as both sides wait for a judge's ruling. Jason Dunn is an attorney for Unite for Colorado.
Unite is a private organization. It's a 501c4 organization, and they are entitled under the First Amendment to not disclose their donors if they choose not to.
Meanwhile, another complaint from the secretary's office resulted in an $80,000 fine against the same group just last month. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And more news at CPR.org. This is All Things Considered.